Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, lower 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 20s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Friday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 42. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 38. For Saturday, cloudy skies, chance for some rain showers. We'll see temperatures at 52. Currently, it's 37.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. House Ag Committee leaders and a group of farm lobbyists calling on the Trump administration to not withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement. They're also asking the White House to finish negotiations quickly to avoid potential declines in agricultural exports. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway and Minnesota's Colin Peterson, the ranking member of the committee, met with lobbyists this week to discuss NAFTA. Following those discussions, Conaway, Peterson, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval, and the pork, dairy, grain, and fruit and vegetable lobbyist said they were all unified in their opposition to withdraw from NAFTA and in favor of a quick end to the negotiations. But the difficulty in the mission to prevent NAFTA withdrawal became apparent when the dairy lobby defended the Trump administration's proposal to force Canada to end its supply management system. The uncertainty surrounding the NAFTA negotiations hurting American exports in an increasingly competitive international economy. U.S. Grains Council President Tom Slight said the South American grain companies are improving their competitiveness every day. The European Union is also taking advantage of the uncertainty and is already seeking to make free trade deals with key U.S. markets like Japan and Mexico. Well, President Trump is on his trip through Asia this week. And he's likely to be looking for new trade deals, but many of the countries he's traveling to don't want to negotiate any two-way deal with the U.S. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping celebrated new deals this week as Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross brought along a contingency of people from 30 different American companies. She may also announce possible advancement in policy like investment and drug approvals. Trump is also talking about potential arms sales to Japan and South Korea. But by pulling out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership on his third day of office, the president said no to deals with countries like Japan, the third largest economy in the world. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Tincture of Auburn Sales and Service supports all veterans who have sacrificed so much for our safety and freedom. The community salutes these courageous men and women for their selflessness, dedication, and bravery. Thank you for your service. Tincture of Auburn Sales and Service, high-quality vehicles you can trust. Often veterans come back from war with PTSD or injuries and don't receive the support that they need to reconnect with society. Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated encourages everyone to visit a veteran to let them know that there is help available. Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated, over 40 years of service. Cook Welding and Repair urges everyone to take a moment to think about our nation's veterans who sometimes become homeless due to the atrocities they witnessed while serving our great country. Also, encourage servicemen and women you know to seek help if they have symptoms of PTSD. From Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. President Trump has approved a disaster declaration for Johnson and Wyandotte counties, which suffered heavy damage from storms in late July. The declaration from the president orders federal assistance to supplement state and local recovery efforts for areas affected by severe storms, straight-line winds, and flooding July 22nd through July 27th. Kansas State University will call off class for a couple of hours next Tuesday for a unity walk. The university is taking a step to encourage all students, faculty, and staff members to participate. All classes and offices will be closed at that time. The walk is meant to be an introduction to a new community-wide program called KS Unite and highlight diversity, inclusion, and equity on campus. The walk is next Tuesday from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order patio doors, garage doors, and windows. If you've been thinking about upgrading, but you've been looking for... This could be the opening you've been waiting for. Come on in. With savings like these, you don't have to wait for an upgrade. But you shouldn't wait too long. Select patio doors, garage doors, and windows. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through November 15th. See store for details.
She always dressed so well. She still does. And boy, is she particular about getting us boots and clothes of good value. That's why our family has always relied on Ariat. And right now at Boot Barn, select Ariat boots are $20 off, and regularly priced men's Ariat jeans are $10 off. She's taught us how to recognize good value, and she's taught us how to love. Above all, share love this holiday season. Boot Barn.
Pratt police have released the name of a woman who was arrested in connection to a bomb threat that prompted the district to cancel classes on Tuesday. Pratt police has confirmed that 32-year-old Claudia Rodriguez Oviedo, a secretary at the Pratt Southwest Elementary School, was arrested. She was booked yesterday for aggravated criminal threat and computer unlawful acts. Cake News reports that after inspecting the buildings Tuesday, law enforcement deemed the district's buildings are safe and the threat unfounded. The lockdown has been lifted at St. Catherine Hospital in Garden City after reports of an active shooter were made last night. According to Garden City Police Captain Randy Ralston, officers received the initial report of an active shooter at St. Catherine Hospital around 7:30 p.m. After officers responded to the scene, no evidence of an active shooter was located. Republican candidates for governor will face off for the first time in February. The Kansas Republican Party announced the party's first sanctioned debate will be held February 17th in Wichita. Here's Steve with the sports.
Here's a tech tip from Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5-meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Police are investigating the death of a person whose body was found in a vehicle at an Omaha police station parking lot. An officer noticed a vehicle in the lot at the Northeast Omaha station around 1 a.m. today and saw the body inside. The person's name and other details about the crime have not been released. A 14-year-old Lincoln boy has been accused of holding a handgun to a girl's head near a high school. She told police that he took a pistol from his waistband, pulled back the slide, and held the gun to her head. She told police that he asked bystanders whether he ought to pull the trigger. She pushed away the gun and left. Both attend Lincoln North Star High School. A former Lincoln police officer who left the force last month amid a sexual assault investigation has now been arrested on suspicion of sexual assault. The Nebraska State Patrol says that investigators have arrested 54-year-old Gregory Cody. The patrol says that Cody was arrested after a person reported an assault to a healthcare professional at a Lincoln hospital. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Veterans Day services are planned in Washington Friday morning with an assembly at the Washington East Elementary Gymnasium, open to the public at 9:45. David Oldie will be the guest speaker at our program Friday at 10:15 in the Marysville High School Auditorium. That is also open to the public. Blue Rapids will host a Veterans Parade on Saturday. Veterans may march or catch a ride in golf carts. Contact the museum in Blue Rapids for details. A special ceremony honoring First Lieutenant Michael Breeding is planned Saturday at 10:30 at the Community Center. He was killed in action. A soup lunch will be served at the Community Center from 11 to 1. Flying Conestogas will fly over at 1 o'clock. Seneca City Council recently voted to turn down a proposal to sell the Seneca City Airport. An offer from Precision Aerial Ag for $100,000 for the 29-acre tract would have included plans to upgrade the facility, with investments anticipated at $250,000 to $300,000, maintaining it as a public-use recreational facility in addition to spray plane operations. City Council had heard citizen concerns regarding the gun range at the airport, those citizens urging no sale. There's an open seat on the Washington Library Board effective immediately. If you're interested, submit a letter of interest to the City Clerk's office in Washington. Senator Pat Roberts, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, along with Senators Jerry Moran and Amy Klobuchar, members of the Senate Commerce Committee, recently led a bipartisan group of senators in a letter urging the Federal Communications Commission to ensure its commitment to affordable and reliable broadband for consumers in rural communities. Kester House Museum will host a Spatzel class 4 until 6 p.m. Sunday. Roy and Lori Haney will be back. The class will be offered for $15. Advance reservations are requested. Phone the Haneys at 785-770-0049. K-State Research and Extension agents from across the state of Kansas were in Manhattan recently for the annual conference. They were interviewed as part of the process, and the interview with our local Extension agent will be part of our public affairs program this weekend.
I think if they search for drought-tolerant crops, it probably really helped them. We were very, very dry. I think it was typical of Kansas that we had a lot of rain in the spring. People didn't know whether they should get out of the field in the spring and wait till after the rain. It was late May, and it was pretty cool then. They didn't want their corn to suffer that cold spell during the germination, because that's pretty crucial. But then again, they didn't want to wait and not be able to get in their fields till quite a bit later. So that was probably the big thing. And then we had some rains right before the county fair, so it would have been June, and that was pretty much about it. August or so, we had a lot of producers getting estimates to chop silage. They were getting really, really low estimates. I actually had a couple producers who came to me and asked about soybeans, what they should be doing with them. Should they be windrowing or should they hold out? So it was pretty dry. But farmers, I think across the county this year, when I've been talking to them, have been pleasantly surprised with the yields. I'm not going to say that they're great yields by any means, but they're much higher than their 20 bushel corn that they were estimated when they were getting their silage quotes. I think what helped us is we had some really foggy days middle August, and I think that probably really helped the soybeans.
Marie E. Kruger, age 92, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marie Kruger.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Playa Azul is honored to support all of our local veterans who have sacrificed so much for our great nation. The community salutes these men and women for their selflessness, dedication, and bravery. From your friends at Playa Azul in Beatrice, authentic Mexican food, family-friendly, and the best service. Heartland Foods proudly salutes our men and women in uniform this Veterans Day. Our United States military paid a high price in defense of our country and deserves our extreme gratitude. All veterans have America's thanks and appreciation. From all of us at Heartland Foods in Beatrice, proud to support our troops. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is proud to support all veterans on November 11th and throughout the entire year. May our gratitude never sleep when our perils have passed. Thank you for all that you have done for our country. From the State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's the holiday open house at Elsie Grace's gift shop in the Treasure Chest in Frankfort. Come to Elsie Grace's for new clothing and accessories, food tastings, fudge, and a prize drawing. Open until 8 on Thursday. Then stop next door at the Treasure Chest for wreaths and swags of holiday greenery and decorative picks for a holiday touch anywhere. It's the holiday open house you won't want to miss at Elsie Grace's gift shop and the Treasure Chest in Frankfort starting Thursday.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a cold front that's made its way across the central parts of the Midwest, and now we have a high pressure system that has moved in all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing dry weather as well as cold temperatures, especially across the upper parts of the Midwest. It looks like we're definitely going to see some cold temperatures as we head into it tonight. Otherwise, as we head into the weekend, we'll see a chance for some rain showers. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, lower 40s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 20s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Friday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 42. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 38. As into Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers with a high near 52. Saturday night, chance of rain, could see a slight chance of rain and snow late with a low of 36. And Sunday, mostly sunny, lower 50s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early November, 59. Record high on this date, 85 in 2006. The average low, 37. The record low is 4 degrees in 1991. Sunset this evening, 5:13. Sunrise in the morning at 7 a.m.
What did the world's first flower look like? Scientists think they have an idea, and we will tell you what they found on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas. I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 9th, the 313th day of the year. Astronomer Carl Sagan was born on this day. Given the amazing diversity of flower varieties in the world, it's hard to imagine that they have all one common ancestor. But that's exactly what one scientific study is suggesting. Using known models of flower evolution and the largest data set of living flowers ever assembled, they've worked backwards to reconstruct the mother of all flowers from some 140 million years ago. Their depiction looks remarkably similar to a common lily, with petals arranged in multiple whorls rather than a spiral arrangement. The hope now is to find confirmation in fossil records, a sort of missing link in the evolution of flowers. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's the Reflections Hallmark Holiday Open House, now through Friday. Get 30% off select Hallmark gifts, buy one get one half off boxed holiday cards, the best selection of Hallmark ornaments in Northeast Kansas, and cozy winter accessories. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville is now open 7 days a week, including 9:30 to 5 on Saturdays and 1 to 5 on Sundays. You don't want to miss the Holiday Open House.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Move over Tobacco Road. The best college hoops this season might well be played in the Sunflower State. Kansas is home to number 4 Kansas University, 7th ranked Wichita State, and Kansas State, which is coming off an NCAA tournament appearance. KU tips off against Tennessee State at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Also at 8 o'clock, American and Kansas State University, and Wichita State takes on UMKC at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Number 23, West Virginia, heads into a road challenge at K-State, not knowing who the Wildcats' starting quarterback will be. Third stringer Skylar Thompson, a redshirt freshman, came off the bench to lead Kansas State to a 42-35 overtime win at Texas Tech. Backup Alex Delton took a helmet-to-helmet hit and didn't play after halftime. K-State coach Bill Snyder hasn't revealed who his starter for this Saturday's game against West Virginia will be. Mid-American Network Sports.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Did I mention that Liberty Mutual saved us almost $800 when we switched our auto and home insurance?
Liberty did what?
Mm-hmm. It gave us a little extra cushion in our budget, which we used to upgrade Billy's football pads.
He's got a little extra cushion, all right.
Nobody's going to hurt my baby.
Mom, I can't move.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent Countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurance.
She always dressed so well. She still does. And boy, is she particular about getting us boots and clothes of good value. That's why our family has always relied on Ariat. And right now at Boot Barn, select Ariat boots are $20 off. And regularly priced men's Ariat jeans are $10 off. She's taught us how to recognize good value. And she's taught us how to love. Above all, share love this holiday season. Boot Barn.
Major League Baseball announced last night that the Kansas City Royals third baseman Mike Moustakas has been tabbed the American League Comeback Player of the Year during the Players' Choice Awards show on the MLB Network. This marks the second award for Moustakas, who was also named American League Comeback Player of the Year by the Sporting News last month. The NBA has fined Oklahoma Thunder head coach Billy Donovan, forward Paul George and guard Russell Westbrook $15,000 apiece for publicly criticizing game officials following Sunday's loss to Portland. The three were angry after Thunder forward Carmelo Anthony was ejected for a flagrant two call on a play in which a foul was called on Yusuf Nurik. Donovan said after the game that he thought the play should have been reviewed before Anthony was tossed. Nonetheless, all three took the hit, $15,000 apiece. Mid-America Network Sports.
Three area teams advance in the postseason football playoffs. Hanover travels to Caldwell. Friday kickoff at 5:30. We'll have the live broadcast on KNDY FM 95.5. Centralia hosts Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan Friday at 6. Marysville entertains Cheney Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. kickoff, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. All of our broadcast games streaming on our website as well at KNDYRadio.com. Catch the coaches, Matt Hoyer from Hanover, Dustin Hoyer from Marysville, previewing their upcoming postseason playoff games following evening sports at around 5:20 this evening.
Helena Chemical Company is excited to see the hardworking Centralia Panthers football team intercept, tackle, and score those winning touchdowns. The guys have prepared all season for this and are sure to take home the victory. Best of luck, Panthers, from your friends and fans at Helena Chemical Company in Centralia.
When you think of flowers that honor veterans, you probably picture the red poppy featured in the poem In Flanders Fields. But other plants, including the Veterans Day rose, have been introduced to honor our veterans. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This hybrid tea rose has bright red flowers with a light, fruity fragrance. It blooms early in the season and sporadically until frost. Veterans Honor Rose is hardy in zones 5 to 9 and grows 5 feet tall. Grow this hybrid tea like others in full sun with moist, well-drained soils. Leave plenty of space for air circulation that encourages vigorous growth and discourages disease problems. Proper siding and care will help minimize insect and disease problems common to hybrid tea roses. Use this as a specimen plant, informal hedge, in a memorial garden, or near your house. Place it in an area where you can enjoy the flowers and the butterflies that come to visit. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties. Track and record your garden with photos and notes. Share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
In Tuscumbia, Alabama, you'll find a homestead named Ivy Green. And if you don't know that name, you certainly know the little girl who grew up there. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. You perhaps are not familiar with a place called Ivy Green, but you most certainly have heard of a famous child who grew up there, Helen Keller.
Helen's grandfather built this home in 1820. He came from Virginia,
and this originally was 640 acres.
Lynn Weaver shares the story of Helen Keller from the family home in Tuscumbia, Alabama. David Keller's son was Arthur, and his first wife died, leaving two sons. Arthur soon remarried, though, and the family grew larger here at Ivy Green.
And then later he married Kate Adams from Memphis, Tennessee. He and Kate had three children. Helen was their first. Kate's family descended from John Quincy Adams, our sixth president.
Helen was born in June of 1880.
She was perfectly healthy, very bright, learning to walk, learning to talk. And then at 19 months, she became very sick and ran a high fever. More modern doctors said it was probably scarlet fever. It could have been meningitis. But the high fever left her completely deaf and completely blind.
The family was devastated. In the late 1800s, it seemed no one could help the family and little Helen.
They took her to every doctor that they would learn about, no matter where. Always the same answer, there's nothing we can do. In the following years, Helen's behavior became quite terrible. She was a very frustrated child and, to be honest, spoiled. Everyone felt sorry for her. They did not know how to teach a blind and deaf child.
But the family was determined to find Helen some help. The story continues next time from Helen's hometown as we travel the countryside in Tuscumbia, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCray.
There aren't many plants more fussed over when going into winter than roses. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Roses need protection from the freezing cold, but some need a thicker blanket than others as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
I've grown several types of roses over the years, some more fussy with their care than others. But like most gardeners, the big dilemma in the fall is when to cover them up for the winter and how. Dennis Patton is an extension horticulture agent at Kansas State University. He says in the old days, the recommendation was to wait two or three hard freezes for the plant to go dormant, and then you could cover them up. Now you don't have to wait.
The thought initially was that if you mulched them, you prevented them from going dormant and setting them up for potentially more winter kill. But what research has found is that the roses are smarter than we are. And they know, because the days are getting shorter, the temperatures are getting cooler, that they need to go dormant. And so it really doesn't delay that natural process like they once feared.
Patton says in most areas of the country, roses should be covered up at least by Thanksgiving. How you protect them depends on the type of rose. The very popular knockout roses are hardy and need very little winter protection, maybe just a few inches of mulch around the base. On the other hand, hybrid teas, grandifloras, floribundas, and miniatures are much more sensitive to freezing temperatures and need a cozy winter blanket.
The traditional option, and probably the most recommended option, is to put a mound of soil about 6 to 8 inches deep right over the center of the plant. And then that protects the graft union. That protects those lower canes from the harsh winter conditions.
Patton doesn't recommend styrofoam rose cones. He says they can heat up quickly on a sunny, warm winter day. And if the plant breaks bud too early, it can be damaged. You'll find more tips for winter rose care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Souther Building Supply is excited about the Veterans Day Parade and celebration in Seneca. It is a great opportunity for everyone to come out and show support to our local veterans, and it is another way to say thank you to those who put their lives on the line for our country. From Souther Building Supply in Seneca. Starlight Motel would like to salute all local veterans for their bravery and sacrifice for our country and invites everyone to Veterans Day celebration and parade on November 11th. Here in our hometown of Seneca. From Starlight Motel in Seneca, newly remodeled rooms, reasonable rates, and free internet. Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance invites the community to the Veterans Day Parade here in Seneca on November 11th. Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance. Call Brett at 785-336-7101 for all your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks, no job too big or small.
There will be a land auction for the William C. Cotting Trust, Friday, November 10th. 157 acres in Marshall County, more or less, located a half mile east of Vermilion between Stone Road and Highway 9. This farm has traditionally been used as a stock farm, approximately 30 acres of grazing. For details, go online to jhorrigan.com or contact Joe Horrigan Realty and Auction. This land auction for the William Cotting Trust, Friday, November 10th, begins at 10 a.m., at the Frankfurt American Legion.
Middlemen were taking advantage of both farmers and consumers during the early 20th century. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Starting early. Well, no one has to tell a smart grower why that's important. That's why the DuPont Crop Protection True Choice Early Pay Multiplier Program could be right up your alley. Or row. The True Choice Early Pay Multiplier Program maximizes the money you spend on the DuPont Crop Protection products you choose to guard against pest and disease. It not only boosts your purchasing power, but it comes with convenient, flexible options you can use at participating retailers. The earlier you commit, the more money you can save on the DuPont Crop Protection products that will help your crops realize their full potential. And you can get the most for your money by signing up before December 1st. Don't be late for being early. Call your DuPont Crop Protection or Pioneer Sales Professional for more information and to sign up by December 1st to maximize your savings. You can also visit earlypay.dupont.com to see how getting in early can pay off for you. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance. Subject to True Choice terms and conditions.
100 years ago, farmers were getting little for their production while consumers were paying a lot. A situation referred to as the problem with markets. Tom Oakey teaches history at Georgia's Kennesaw State University.
The producers began to band together into cooperatives. And one of the things that these cooperatives and exchanges, and some of them were true cooperatives and some of them were just sort of businesses that kind of worked on behalf of the producers.
Oki provides an example.
When the Georgia Fruit Exchange is able to control the crop, which they really only do for a few years before the growers kind of break away from it, a large majority of their crop is going to three cities, New York City, Philadelphia, and Boston. They are distributing Georgia peaches also to smaller towns up and down the eastern seaboard, and that has the effect of a more even distribution and therefore better prices.
I also spoke with Oki about food distribution at that time, and he'll share that tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest Purdue CME Group Ag Economic Barometer shows farmer optimism improving slightly in October, coming in at 135. That's actually the third highest level since the survey began 2 years ago. The modest improvement during October came about because of an increasing optimism of what lies ahead. The index of future expectations increased from 130 to 137 in October, but the index of current conditions a little lower than the previous month. Now, compared to the July survey, fewer producers expect higher corn, soybean, and wheat prices over the next 12 months. At the same time, producers do not expect lower prices during that same time period either. Fewer producers expect to make major management changes from a year ago, specifically when it comes to fertilizer application. Now, similar to last year, 19% of producers expect to lower their seeding rate, and 35% of farmers will adjust their seeding variety or hybrid package in 2018. Only one-third of producers plan to reduce fertilizer rates when compared to last year. That's down 46% when the survey was conducted last year, likely due to lower fertilizer costs. And 80% of producers expect farmland rental rates to be unchanged in 2018. A report out says negotiators discussing the North American Free Trade Agreement will begin next week's round in Mexico City a couple days early. That's the goal, to give themselves more time to discuss the large number of issues surrounding the two-decade-old PAC. Negotiators last met in D.C. for the previous round. The two officials close to the talks, who asked not to be identified, said the next round of talks will now run November 15th through the 21st. Rather than beginning on the 17th, negotiators want to give themselves time to avoid any potential scheduling conflicts. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. In for Craig Mead, I'm Andy Hoosier. And after the grain report that came out earlier this morning, the grains and oil seeds have kind of been trending downward for the most part here. December corn down 5 points right now to 343 even. March corn down 5 1/4 to 356 even. And May corn down 5 1/4 as well to 364 1/2. Wheat kind of mixed right now, up 1 1/2 to 428 1/4 for December. March, not a whole lot of movement right now at 443 1/3. KC wheat for December is up 1/2 to 428 even. And KC wheat for March is really not changing to 445 right now. Soybeans today taking a big hit. November soybeans down 10 1/2 to 977 1/2. January soybeans down 11 1/2 to 987 even. And March soybeans down 11 1/4 to 998 1/4. Soybean meal for December is down 320 to 312 even. January soybean meal is down 330 to 314.10, and March is at 317.40, which is down 350. Oil still looking about the same. December soybean oil is down 21 cents to 35.16. January is down 22 cents to 35.31, and March is down 22 cents to 35.53. So big hits kind of across the board as we look at grains and soybeans for Thursday. When it comes to your livestock today, mixed across the board right now. December live cattle is down 72 cents to 122.20. February is down 40 to 128.17. Feeder cattle for November up 67 cents to 158 even. January is up 20 to 157.10. And March is up 15 to 154.65. Lean hogs, they've been kind of bouncing back and forth today. Right now they're down 85 cents to 62.70. For December, and February is down 12 to 69.65. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Farmers, you've been having problems with herbicide-resistant weeds in your fields? Let's move to the next generation. Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans using dicamba herbicide. Roundup Ready 2 Extends have no yield drag. Excellent yielders, durability, strong production. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds, 1-800-634-2800. 28-36 for your next clean field of soybean production.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and today we introduce you to the American Star Farmer of the FFA for 2017. We'll do that after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at whink.com.
The American Star Farmer of the FFA has been around since the FFA was born back in the late 20s. But since that time, we have added three other American stars. But I have to say, my favorite is still the Star Farmer of America. And the winner of that honor this year, Joseph Arnold of Holloway, Minnesota. He knew early on he wanted to pursue a career in agriculture, and in all of that time since, he has decided he wants agriculture, farming, to be his career. As part of his process, he invested in shares of stock in the Southern Minnesota Beet Sugar Cooperative. He then researched the possibility of growing additional varieties of beans and other produce. As a result, today his farming operation produces corn, soybeans, navy beans, kidney beans, and sugar beets. And for the past 4 years, he has farmed and controlled every aspect of the production and marketing of his crops. He also strives to learn new ways to improve his operation. He said, "In high school, I learned a bit about the business side as well as mechanical side. I then strengthened that knowledge with my college education. It helped be valuable to our farm operation, knowing these skills prior and then having the work ethic to learn everything." Arnold takes pride in the operation and works to ensure it is the best he can be. He also realizes that his efforts help feed the world. He said, "If people didn't need food, we wouldn't have a job." And he told me when I said what really makes him happy about what he's doing, he said, "Well, when I open a can of Bush beans and realize the contents may have come from my farm." Joseph Arnold of Holloway, Minnesota. Back with the final word after this message.
When smell flies, you think about your beef herd and the quality Purina rations they need to weather Mother Nature's fury. And it's time to think about Farmers Cooperative Fall Cattle Protein Booking. Savings on protein tubs and blocks, range cubes, creep starter, and liquid feeds. All at special pricing to lock in great savings. See your local Purina expert at the Farmers Cooperative to book your order now through November 30th while supplies last.
Farmers Cooperative.
My sincere compliments to the FFA stars of agricultural placement, agribusiness, agricultural science, and the Star Farmer. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Cattlemen, this is Harry Mosier from the Mosier Ranch, inviting you to attend our 26th annual bull sale on Saturday, November 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch north of Wheaton, Kansas. In the offering is 76 Sim Angus bulls, 12 purebred Simmental bulls, and 35 Angus bulls. All bulls have been tested for PIBVD, trich, and leucosis. Check out our website at MosierRanch.com for sale information, our catalog and video on the 123 sale bulls. Hope to see you on November 11th.
This year's hot, dry, and humid weather was stressful for some of the nation's corn crop. Grain grown in these conditions has a risk of developing aflatoxin on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Many parts of the Corn Belt experienced hot, humid, and droughty weather this growing season. Farmers in these areas should have been scouting for a fungus called Aspergillus ear rot. Some of the strains can develop a toxic carcinogen called aflatoxin. Doug Jardine is an extension plant pathologist at Kansas State University. He says elevators can quickly test a load of corn. If they reject it, go to the back of the line and have them tested again, or go to a different elevator.
Just by random chance, they may put it in a hot spot in the load. That may be the only place in that whole load where there's some aflatoxin-containing kernels. And so it'll give them a positive test at a level that they're not willing to accept. You come back through, chances are that probe is going to go into a different part of the load. And that part of the load may have no aflatoxin in it because typically it's not uniformly infected across the whole field.
Jardine says samples of corn that test less than 100 parts per billion are usually accepted without penalty. Levels over 100 parts per billion may be docked a percentage or not accepted at all. However, it may also depend on what the grain will be used for.
The FDA has established 20 parts per billion as a level safe for human consumption. Now, most of your food manufacturers, your Frito-Lay who are making taco chips, or your pet foods that use corn in their diet, they won't accept anything over 2 parts per billion.
Aflatoxin concentrations at 100 to 200 parts per billion can be diverted into feed for beef cattle. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about aflatoxin in corn at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Harvest finished across the Midwest. We should start to see a gradual warming trend. And with drier weather expected, that should help get the last roughly one-third of the corn out that remains in the field at this point.
About 70% of the United States corn crop has been harvested up until this point, but Rippey says the rest of it may be a little bit slow going, especially in the Midwest, where this time of year, of course, wet fields are very, very slow to dry.
But eventually, I think we'll see that corn coming out of the field.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. In other news, the dairy industry gathered recently in California at the 101st annual meeting of the National Milk Producers Federation in Anaheim. For the last 20 years, the meeting has been held in conjunction with the National Dairy Checkoff. Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation says there are many topics on the table currently for the dairy industry.
An update on the prospects for the Farm Bill, looking ahead to the tax reform bill, which came out while we were there in California, and then other issues we're working on. The NAFTA talks is an example of the mislabeling of imitation dairy products. All those things were issues that we gave an update on to our members.
In regards to NAFTA, Galen says the positive is the talks continue, but the negative is that no real progress has been made.
How long will the U.S. continue to plug away at this? Will there also be an effort by the Trump administration to throw in the towel on not just the NAFTA talks, but the agreement itself. It's too soon to say that.
That's Chris Galen, the Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Now, for this message to the public. It's been another great year here at the King's Corner. We want to say thank you. And to show our appreciation, we're having our biggest ever year-end sales blowout at Credit King. All makes and models, prices slashed every day we add to the markdowns. You'll save thousands. Trade-ins welcome. $100 layaway plan. Bad credit, no credit, not a problem. You know it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better than the King. The biggest ever year-end sales blowout ever. You'll love it. Credit King. 31st South and Broadway. GoCreditKing.com.
Don't miss the 2017 Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena. Tickets will be hard to find when the PRCA's top steer ropers throw at PRCA Gold. See this year's field made up of the sport's greatest ropers battling to put their name in the history books over the two-day championship. Get your tickets for $25 at KansasStarCasino.com or Ticketmaster.com. The Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping.